Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you insight on how to start a new season. Like I said in the previous episode where I was sharing with you how to end a season, I explained that a season is not necessarily dry season or rainy season. Neither is it only year end or beginning of the year. Seasons are dependent on your condition, your phase in life, and what you are involved in. And I said that a season can be between morning and night. That is 24 hours. It can also be a week. It can be a month. It can be a quarter. It can be half a year. It can also be a full year. It's also important to understand that a season can also be a period of 4 years where you are an undergraduate, or the period of your life where you are a single. Therefore, when you are starting a new season, there are practical insights, there are practical things I think you should bear in mind to make the most of it. When I talk on Bridges Step Up, I do not guarantee I have all the wisdom that you need, all the solutions to the questions you have, all the answers to the questions you have at heart. Or I know it, or what I share with you is my own understanding of practical things I've practiced that has helped me. Perhaps when you apply them, it will also be useful in your own situation. What I want to share with you are things you should bear in mind, things you should do if you want to make the most of a new season you are getting into. The first point I think you should bear in mind is that you should do your best to draw all the lessons possible from the season that is passing. Like I said in the previous episode, settle down and appraise your last season. Ask yourself if there are lessons you are going to take from that season to the new season. You have been a single for a long time, and in the course of your relating with guys in your class, guys in the marketplace, guys in your fellowship, guys even in your village or at home, you have come to understand, for instance, that there is a way men behave. And they don't like to be disrespected. They don't like to be insulted. You just find out one or two things about the way men behave generally. It's a lesson you have learned in your season of singlehood. Therefore, it's crucial that you pick that lesson and take it into your marriage. When you take it into your marriage, what's going to do for you is this. You will be able to know that, for instance, you should not insult your husband. You'll be able to understand that the man expects you to respect him. You'll be able to, maybe for instance, you also find that a lot of men cannot tolerate dirty ladies. So you do your best to ensure you are clean. That's just on that level. Now, if you are ending a phase, maybe it's a week, and you have gone to work for 1 week, for 1 month, 3 months, and a year, you ask yourself, are there things I can learn from my previous experience, from the season that is just ending? Ask yourself this question and pick every single lesson you can from that season. The reason that if you don't pick any lesson from that season, then you are not actually profiting from the season that is passing, and you eventually go into the new season without any fresh insight that will help you. You go in there to make the same mistake you made in the previous time, and you go there not to even increase in your performance. And remember, in the past I've explained to you, no matter how good where you are now is not the best you can be. You do not have to remain on a spot for a long time. What you do at every point in time is to continue to make effort, to make adjustments, to make improvements in your performance and in your output. And I say, please do your best to appraise yourself. Ask yourself mistakes you made within this last 1 week, last 1 month, last 1 year, or within your phase as a student, mistakes you should not take into your workplace. Also find out lessons you have also learned working with your colleague, working with your classmates, and working with committees in your department. And say, when I get to work, when I have to work with a team, these are things I will do, these are things I will not do. The point being made is this. Any season you are going into, please look back at the season you are living and draw every single lesson you can draw from it. I say it's very crucial you have to arm yourself with these lessons, because they will help you get better results and become better in the season you are going into. Then another thing I think you should do is this. Please define the goal you want to achieve in the next season. It is not very good that you go through life without having any targets. It's not good that you go through life without any goal. It's not good that you go through life without having any plan or plot of what you are going to do. I mean, you are getting into a new week. Tell yourself, okay, what do I want to cover? You are working for yourself. Nobody's coming to appraise you. Nobody's coming to ask you, did you do this or did you not do that? Ask yourself, since I'm my own boss, I will make sure that I do the 5 podcasts I say I'm going to do. I'll make sure I write the articles I say I'm going to write. I'm just talking about myself, for instance. Nobody queries me if I don't podcast. Nobody queries me if I don't write articles. The only why I do it is because I've promised you that I will continue to podcast Monday to Friday every day of the week. And that's why we have not failed for once. Even when we couldn't upload them, but we record and keep it. Eventually, there are issues with network. You see, you ask yourself, okay, what do I want to achieve? I want to make sure that I finish up this thing by Tuesday so that the stuff for next week is ready. Ask yourself, okay, you're a student. I want to be sure I cover this course. When I cover this course, I will have time to go for evangelism. I have time to go for Rotary Club. I have time to do other things I want to do. Every season you are getting into, every time you are getting, you should have a goal. You have something you are trying to achieve. Let me tell you something a bit about goals. Goals are like propelling force. They are kind of pulled, driving you to stretch yourself, driving you to become all that you can be, driving you to look inward, to draw from you, within you, every single ability that God has deposited in you that you are not putting to use. When it has trained you to that point, then you become your best. And if you continually set goals, you continually improve, you continually get better, you continually get better in your performance, you will never remain on the spot. Therefore, please make sure you have a clearly defined goal of what you want to achieve. There's something they call long-term goal and short-term goal. Make long-term and short-term goal. And remember this thing they also told us, they say your goal should be SMART, you know the acronym. And of course, you should be able to check, know when you have achieved it. Now that is that. Then when you have made that goal, please plan to get reach your goal. If you said, now last year you used to cover one chapter in a day, if you are going to increase that goal and start covering two chapters, you should make arrangements to be able to get it, to achieve it. One of those things you could do, for instance, is say, okay, I will make sure there is no watching of match every Wednesday, Friday and Monday. If you have a goal of what you want to achieve without making a concrete plan on how to achieve it, what will happen is that at the end of the day, you find out that you are still where you are. Do not set goals that you do not have plans, that you do not make arrangements for conditions to allow you achieve them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you also say, I'm going to start publishing 3 articles every day, I'm going to, maybe you're a freelance journalist, ask yourself, how will I be able to do it? You will still go to your work where you get food to eat. You are just freelancing for a hobby. How will you be able to cope with all of that? Make sure everything is in place to ensure that that goal you have set, you'll be able to attain it. There are nothing I also expect you to do is to please speak into the future you are getting into. I'm not a preacher man, but I want to tell you something here. Our words matter a lot. The words we speak to every situation, every season we are getting to matter a lot. It says a lot about what we get from that season. Do not join those who say that, oh, since we have suffered a recession in 2016, 2017 will be worse. We don't even know what this Buhari want to do. And even this evening, I was doing something. Somebody sent something on a WhatsApp group I belong, and he said all kinds of things about Buhari and how he has evil agenda. I'm not in his mind to know whether he has evil agenda or not evil agenda. But whether he has evil agenda is his personal problem. My own concern is this. God said he will never leave me nor forsake me. That's the word of God that I'm holding firm. I say it's the part of the just is like the light of the dawn. It's shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. God is making my path shine brighter and brighter. I say these things to myself. I walk in that consciousness. I do not use my mouth to condemn myself and bring destruction for myself in 2017 that is forthcoming, or even in the new week, the new month that is forthcoming. Or as I'm getting into marriage, I will not start saying that, well, you know, girls can be very stupid. You will not hear that thing from my mouth. If a girl is stupid, I'll tell the girl she's stupid, but I can't say that women are stupid. Because when I say that, I put my mother, my sisters, and my wife in that category. The point I'm making is that you do not by yourself, with your mouth, condemn yourself even before you start off a season. Make sure you speak the right words. Inject spiritual energy into your heart, into the future, by speaking the right words into that future. What's the point I've made today? When you are starting a new season, please, there are crucial things you do to make sure you make the most of it. And one is that I want you to draw the lessons from the previous season. Define the goal you want to achieve. Make a plan and make arrangements for conditions that will allow you to achieve that goal. Then when you have done that, please speak positive and God word. Let me just tell you the plan to speak prophetic word into that future. Those prophetic words go into create the future you have this. You are speaking into them. It is the word of God you are speaking, and God will take on those words to make them reality.
for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojit.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.